say it, to provide social work care for union members?
Yes, exactly. Actually, a social work unit was established in, you know, by agreement of the leadership of the National Maritime Union. Oh, yes. Now, social workers were being organized in unions separately, but which Bertha Reynolds approved of. But she established the first, I guess you would call it, social work service within a union for the members of that union.
Well, then did this concept catch on, spread?
Yes,
other?
As a matter of fact, yes. There are, I believe there are other unions. I'm not really that knowledgeable about that, but it was a very novel concept because traditionally social work agencies that are private, that are not public agencies, have been dependent for their funding on, you know, United Way and the largesse of people who have money. Where this concept was one that the union members' dues themselves should be used to provide services to those members as they saw the needs themselves. And that we're, in other words, if they had whatever substance abuse problems, they would not have to go to an outside agency to get help, but could get help from the social work unit within their own union. And I'm trying to think about whether this has caught on by and large. Not in the same way that Bertha Reynolds, I think, originally saw it, but most unions have what's called where they have either within the leadership or somebody who particularly takes on that that responsibility to refer people who do have individual problems to the appropriate services within the community. So they recognize that members have problems, and the unions are very cognizant of the fact that it can obviously affect the employee's ability to continue on the job. They have a substance abuse problem. If they have a problem with needing child care, if they have health problems, if they have psychological problems. So they basically try to connect up the union members with services within their community. But as for providing that service directly within the union, I would say that my hunch is, I'm trying to think about the unions that I know, my hunch is that they don't have a separate social work unit like the National Maritime Union did, and maybe the National Maritime Union still doesn't have that. But Bertha Reynolds had a lot of very progressive and forward-looking ideas about social work, and she was a teacher at social work schools and wrote numbers of books, and she's very much revered by social workers who recognize that just working with individuals can't really help to solve the long-range problems that most people have. And no matter what you do, if they don't have training and there aren't jobs, you know, it makes it very difficult for people to really, you know, rebuild their lives.
To bring about any major change.
Yeah. Okay. Also, since 95, I've been a member of the Labor Party, which aims to, which has established itself as a Labor Party. It started out as Labor Party Advocates and existed for a number of years until they held their convention at the end of 96 when they actually established the Labor Party. I must say I was active for a while in the Los Angeles chapter, but since I was ill, have been unable to attend their meetings. Also during the about 8 months in 95, from April to November, I helped organize and was active in People's Coalition for Affirmative Action, which was a grassroots Long Beach group seeking to protect and expand affirmative action and defeat Proposition 209. And I will say we did a really fabulous job in bringing together community support from groups and individuals, and where 209 went down to defeat in the state, it's noteworthy that in the particular areas of Long Beach where we concentrated our activity door-to-door, the proposition was defeated.
Really?
Yeah. So we were able, yes, we were able to see the, you know, the direct results of the action. Also, for many years, I've been a member and intermittently active in what's called coalition, whatever year it's working in. This year it's called Coalition 99. But it goes back, I think, to the mid-80s when it was formed originally to set up a peacetime budget in the city of L.A. And but it's also called Progressive L.A., and it's a coalition or a network dedicated to electoral work on progressive issues, and now through targeted precinct organizing. Sort of a sum up, if I may call it that. I would say that in my many years of activism, and I realize it's been many years, I've seen that nothing we do in organized groups and action is ever lost. Whether or not you win on a particular issue, I believe that that activity becomes part of people's consciousness and later may inspire them to act in other struggles. And I know I had seen that in a few instances, particularly when I was trying to get people to join the union and they weren't ready to do it, and then an issue came up and they said, ah, yeah, this is really important. And so that was my answer to my daughters years ago when they asked how I kept my faith in the political movement. And what keeps me going and feeling connected in all my community activities is the emotional excitement and energy that I experience from the warmth and caring and solidarity that people develop when they're involved in organize action. So I would say I find joy in working together with others toward, if I can generalize, toward the common goals of peace, of economic comfort, and social justice. For the majority of people in our society.
Recounted by Edith Pollock, February, March 1999, Long Beach, California, recorded by Janet Sisters.